Support for Fat Guy Radio Show comes from Audible.com, a provider of audiobooks with more than 150,000 audio programs from leading audio publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazine and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. For Fat Guy Radio Show listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook of your choice when you try Audible free for 30 days. A title they suggest is The Hobbit, Unabridged by J.R.R. Tolkien. Try Audible today with a free audiobook of your choice. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS or click the audible.com banner on our website.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I can never get that timing right. Well, hell, everybody, the gang's all here. We got a packed show for you today. How you guys doing today? Shout out to all our new listeners. Hey, Christina. Intern, get the door.
Get out of here, boy.
Someone get the door. Ma, the meatloaf. The meatloaf, Ma, get the door.
I'll come in here.
Okay. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have a familiar face right now. It's the Easter Bunny came in here.
Yeah, welcome everybody. I'm the Easter Bunny. I got a big day tomorrow. It's Easter tomorrow, and everybody's gonna be really happy for the Easter Bunny. Anybody got a light? I need a light.
A light?
I need a light, a cigarette or something. You know what bunnies do.
I didn't know bunnies smoked.
I was drinking. Well, you know, you smoke after a little good. You know, a little bunny ass. Can I say that on this show?
I don't think you can say bunny butt on this show.
Oh, I'm so tired. It's Easter tomorrow.
Okay, so what brings you to the show, man?
Your producer over there. Hello, muchacho, muchacha.
Okay.
¿Cómo estás?
I'm the Easter Bunny, and I'm here because I wanted to come in and tell everybody that tomorrow is... It's Easter.
Are you excited about Easter to be tomorrow?
You know, being an Easter Bunny for the last 45 years of my life. Yeah.
45 years?
45
years. So
there
was an Easter Bunny before you.
There was an Easter Bunny before me. There wasn't. He has since passed on. You'd be surprised to find out who the previous Easter Bunny. I need a light.
We smoke Halo 6 over here.
Halo 6? Yeah. I tried to light one of those and the battery blew up.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, put a flame to those things. That's some top quality.
That must explain the face rash.
Yeah, Corey's going to be really happy that you worked that plug in the opening here, yeah.
Always.
Yeah, there, boy. Yeah, don't worry about participating in the show, you little skinny son of a bitch over there eating your pizza and stuff. It's Easter Bunny, and tomorrow's Easter for all the kids around the world. And, hey, is that a girl bunny over there? Come here.
No.
Hey, that's mine.
That's what we call top of the line.
This Easter Bunny about to be a dead bunny. Yeah, that's my lady so right there.
Look who's decided to actually talk on the microphone there. Yeah, boy.
Hey, don't worry about what I be doing. You
Happy
bunny.
Easter, everybody!
Oh, man.
It's the Easter Bunny here.
I have a question that's been really burning my mind.
Still looking for a lighter. I need a lighter.
Where did the Easter eggs come from?
Well, you know, Easter eggs. You know, what's funny that what people don't know about the Easter Bunny is that I'm actually allergic to eggs, even though I lay eggs.
You lay the eggs?
I lay the eggs. You didn't know that rabbits laid eggs?
I did not know the rabbits laid eggs. Yeah, where did the eggs come from?
Well, wouldn't you like to know that, boy?
male rabbits can lay the eggs.
Male rabbits lay eggs.
So you're not
see
sure,
what
Chris.
Happened. Let me explain it. See, you... Man, I'm tired, and tomorrow's my big
Who
day.
Let this guy in?
You invited me here on this show.
Are you a little inebriated right now?
I'm the Easter Bunny for all the kids. Happy.
Did Rufus not shake
Happy
him down?
Easter,
I don't know.
Everybody.
Is that a flask?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, is that a? Are you drinking on the show?
Got a little thirsty.
What is that? Is that?
We got water.
See, what the kids need to know is they need to know that after Easter.
I feel like you're saying the same thing over and over again.
Happy Easter, everybody! Happy Easter.
The kids don't need to know nothing about you at all.
Who the hell are you? Nobody knows.
Hey, I'm Little D. Don't worry about me.
You're Little D.
I show you better.
Let me tell you something about Little D. I'm the Easter Bunny. Little D, I was a little kid, I used to try to bring you eggs in the ghetto that you grew up in, you know?
Is that
number
right?
One, it was hard to get up in that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, why you got so many damn dogs in the front yard? Who needs that many dogs? Dogs and bunnies just don't get along.
I wish they would have ate you.
Dogs, bunnies, and Elmer Fudd, right?
Dogs, bunnies, and Elmer Fudd. I'm hunting rabbit. Yeah, see? Yeah. Elmer Fudd, you gun-toting.
So I have a question. Are you related to Bugs?
Bugs is a distant, more successful cousin of mine.
Oh, okay.
I see why.
He's more successful.
He's sober, too.
He went to school, is what Bugs wanted then. You know, he met that dude named Walt. I'm like, yeah, I told Bugs the other day, I said, what kind of name is Walt? Hey, there's a more bunny ass over there.
Oh, no. No.
Yeah.
Oh, she was. That was an intern's pet. Yeah. No.
Turn this way.
Bunny style.
We may need to check her for rabies later.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Have you had your shots?
Talk about your lucky rabbit's foot. I tell you what.
Oh, man. They just made rabbit stew.
She got my rabbit stew for her, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
I put my rabbit stew right in the pot.
That was a very hairy situation.
Hey there, old muchacho bichicho. Yeah, you ain't said nothing since the bit started.
Yeah.
I still need a light. I mean, I got a light. I can't
even
We
don't smoke here. We vape.
All right, so happy Easter, everybody. I'm the Easter Bunny, and I've stopped by Fat Guy Radio Show. Dino, you have a question?
Yeah.
Easter is a very special time of year. On Easter, buddy. What was your
question?
What was your question?
Smoke duty.
Shut up, Negro boy.
How do you feel? How do you feel? Like, do you feel a lot of comparison between you and Christ with the whole Easter thing?
I'm glad you brought up the baby Jesus. Let me tell you, he has been squatting on my holiday for thousands of years. This has been my day from the beginning. I'm the Easter Bunny, and it's Jesus. You get, you know, and you know, when we get the holiday characters get together, we get together at the annual holiday character committee convention that we hold in Peoria, Arizona.
Oh, he talk about the AA meetings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, we get together. I get there and I get with, you know, Santa Claus there, boy. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is pissed off at the baby Jesus, too. You know, you got all that stuff.
Well, yeah, because. Christmas.
Yeah, it's just, he was born. Well, then Santa Claus asks the question all the time. If he was born on my day, why the hell am I giving the presents to you? I should be giving the presents to the baby Jesus. I still need a light. I was at the convention and the Easter, you know, I'm the Easter Bunny.
The AA meeting.
Oh, okay.
We were there with Santa Claus, that bitch, the Tooth Fairy.
The llamas that was
in Sun
City. What do
you have against The Rock?
No, not The Rock. Dwayne The Rock. Dwayne The Rock is, he's a fine gentleman.
Okay. So what is your quarrel with the Tooth Fairy?
He likes bunnies, too. What? Dwayne The Rock likes bunnies. The quarrel with the Tooth Fairy, you know... What you don't realize, kids, I'm the Easter Bunny talking to you here. The Tooth Fairy, she bites kids.
She bites kids. Just right all in.
That bitch bites! I went up to her one day because she was wearing something white and fluffy. And you know, when I see something white and fluffy, I just can't hold myself. You know what that is.
Yeah.
Little D, you keep eating that pizza while I participate in the show. I walked up to her, you know, and I instantly, white and fluffy, that's go time. It's go time. So I went up to her and that bitch turned around and bit me.
So she's like a tooth vampire.
She bit me square on my ears. Why do you think one ear is always limp? I can tell you, lady bunnies, it's only my ears that are limp. I'm the Easter Bunny.
What do you got against Santa Claus then?
Santa Claus did nothing. That's my homeboy right there, Santa Claus. There,
oh, he's you a
fat
drop
son off. Of a bitch, and he sure is fat kid. He doesn't know the last time he saw his Easter Bunny.
Oh, man.
I'm the Easter Bunny, and I'm here to deliver a message to all the kids.
Okay.
On this Easter day, and there's one very simple rule that you must always know.
Yeah, take a shower.
When the bunny comes to the house to visit when you're not looking. Easter Bunny does not like plastic grass, you sons of a
bitch.
And
now, it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to Men on Films. We're going to be reviewing the latest film from a male point of view. First up is that controversial movie, Do the Right Thing. Now, I really like little Spike Lee's courage in making this film. I especially like the way he mixed the racial tension with the violence in order to give his message, do the right thing. Come on out the closet. Don't be afraid to be who you is. Black, white, whatever.
Ain't that the truth, Ruth?
Talk about an exciting new film, Karate Kid Part 3. It's all about men working out their problems in a very physical way. It was all so primitive. Mm-hmm. And you know, I really enjoyed Mr. Miyagi, played by little Pat Morita. Ooh, and that Ralph Macchio. Three words, fabulous.
Boy, I hope I look that good when I'm 40.
Stop.
But I have to disagree. I disagree. There's just too much violence in this movie. Don't get mad.
You better give me back my scarf.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
From the BDB Production Studios in Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the Valley of the Sun, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Fat Guy Radio Show coming to you live from 101.5 Free FM. We'll be giving away the free Pontiac G6 later this afternoon. If you know the phrase that pays, just be caller 9 at the drop of a dime.
Hey, I nailed it. Did I know
it? You nailed it right
on the dot. I nailed
it.
That's what
right
I'm talking
on the
about.
Dot.
Thank you. You guys are going to have to put that pizza down. I'm going to stab you in the neck. What is happening right now, April 4th, 2015, live from Studio GKLMQ, staring at Madonna's Instagram nudes, it's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and
he totally looked over.
He's so new. AHA Radio and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long-distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24-7 or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Spring has sprung and so have the weeds. I literally had weeds as tall as I am growing in my backyard after all that rainwater and etc. that came down a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. My local hardware store sells Roundup Weed Killer for $23 for a half-gallon bottle. I bought the exact same Roundup Weed Killer with the spray trigger for $13, and it was delivered to my door in one day with Amazon Prime. Springtime is a pretty time, but yard work and maintenance is a must. I'm facing it. I know you are too. I love shopping at Amazon for all my yard supplies and spring needs. And when I think Amazon, I think FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon, or I click the Shop Amazon tab on our website. Amazon remains the single best way we power this show. So shop now, shop often, and shop through the Amazon tab at FatGuyRadioShow.com or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Well, it was very nice for the Easter Bunny to come by. Sorry I couldn't be here for that.
You didn't miss much.
I tried,
he
but...
He was super inebriated. He was just all over the place. Babbling on and repeating the same thing over.
You probably would have kicked him out.
I probably would have kicked him out.
Because you know you were a tyrant.
I don't understand.
You would not have had that.
Yeah, I'm totally not a tyrant. I would never freak out by the fact that nobody can see who's talking.
And he stinks.
he
stinks so
there
bad.
There we go. Already.
Why does it smell like gin in here?
Oh, that was probably Oscar the Easter Bunny.
Oscar the Easter.
He didn't say his name, but I felt he was like Oscar type of guy.
He was, yeah, he probably was.
He was pretty much the Grouch.
I walked by somebody in the hallway coming to studio JKLMQ. It was somebody hopping by me. I just figured it was just something that Philippians brought in out of the back of his car. I don't know. Hell, the gang's all here, plus Lil D.
Yeah, buddy.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Lil D, my little brother, is sitting in the studio. We haven't heard that in a while, have we?
I'm glad he toned it down, because I remember the last time he was like...
Yeah, he blew the microphone
boom,
out.
Boom, baby!
Yeah, he blew the microphone out, and then he mentioned a vendor that we haven't done business with for 5 years.
Oh, no. He's just bringing
boom! Up. Everybody that doesn't do business with BDB Radio Network, I'm going to mention right here. I'm Lil D.
I was just paying homage.
This is real. It's like, I still mess with them. Not B2B, but I still mess with them.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm endorsed by them. That's why they don't mess with you no more, because they on my team.
Yeah, they're on his team now.
I do a little DJ business with some time.
Here we go. Nobody gives a crap about your DJ business.
All about they you.
Shameless plugs.
That's all we're going to do. So my little brother is here, and we've got a lot of new listeners, and we are always gravitating to new people. So it's kind of like we have to reset. When we and I'm going to tell you now, resetting the show. Hope get ready for a lot of that.
Oh yeah.
But Lil D is my little brother. He and I grew up together. We have a whole lot of horrible childhood stories. He is the less successful aspect of me, and
less skinnier and handsome one.
Yeah. See, I got the money and the smarts. He got the looks and the girls. That's how it played out. Yeah. See, when baby Jesus was when the Lord on high
speak on it
decided to fan out the cards of life, uh-huh. When he created me first, he said, "I'm gonna make him fat, funny, and rich."
Okay.
Then Lil D came around from somewhere out of a Cadbury Easter egg, and God dealt the cards out again, and he said, "I'm gonna make him good looking, skinny, mm-hmm. and dumb as a box of rocks." But he's my little brother.
Shame on you.
And he pops in.
Shame on you.
He pops in once in a while, once in a good time, to come in and sit in on
whenever
the show.
Whenever he remembers where the show is.
Where he remembers where the studio is. It's not like he wasn't here for 2 years. You started the show with me.
Yeah, I know.
2 years when we first started back
all
in 2011.
All you listeners back in 1913, remember me.
Yeah.
That's a railroad. There's crap out of this show.
1913. He's very well known for railroading the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very well known for breaking the equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Doing his best to give me a heart attack and piss me off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if you are a female listener,
ooh.
He will do his best to make something happen to you that probably shouldn't be happening to you in a court of law, but he will do his best to wine and dine every TNA that listens to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Oh, girl, that
and if some of you was lucky, you got to get a snapshot of my...
Oh, God.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
oh, another, that right there, that little D right there, he just does it to me. He just make me moist.
Yeah, he made me moist.
You
know, he was the only Fat Guy Radio Show host that ever make me moist.
I don't even listen to Fat Guy Radio Show, but when I do, that little D's on there, and I just be getting moist. He's the old, I don't even like black guys, but he's the only black guy to make me moist.
Oh, that's just fabulous. Grandma, mama, that's just nasty. Why are you talking about that? You know, Sherman is the one that needs to get all of his great. Sherman gonna have relations. Sherman gonna have relations.
Sherman gonna have relations.
Sherman gonna have relations.
Sherman have relations.
Why am I the only one that when I clap my boobs actually do come together?
Because you're the only one with boobs.
Oh! Oh! My moves!
There's movies.
My movies!
Show me your moves! Show me your moves! Show me your. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who.
Hercules. Lil D got so damn excited he couldn't even speak words.
Man, I swear to
speak
God.
Speak on it.
I know you guys. The listeners know you guys, but I know you guys.
Yes, you do.
And when I listen to the show,
we grew up together.
I forget sometimes that you're my brother and you're like one of my friends. So when I'm listening to the show, it's like, damn, I would like to meet those guys. Like, I swear, I've become like a groupie of the show. Like, I listen to you guys, like, the what's the word?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are make gold.
Chemistry?
The chemistry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys, I dropped out in sixth grade.
Yeah, you did. You were kicked out at sixth grade.
Started selling food stamps to the police.
Got the BBC cards on deck. Got the BBC cards on deck.
You get that ABT card? I got you. $300 on there.
Food cards to the police.
I got that work. I got that, food. Work. I got the EBT.
Hey, I know don't pay you much on the force, but I got the EBT card. You know please eat good.
Hey,
please eat good.
Let's go to Jack in the Box. Let's go to Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I know because Jack in the Box is taking EBT card.
The EBT
I can't
card.
Get you formula for your baby, but I can get you anything.
Hey, don't worry. I got a homie that sells the wick, too.
Yep. Oh, hey, man. Ray, yeah, hook it up.
Hey, you need the big bag of cheese?
Yeah.
Not the small bag. I'm talking about the 2-pound bag of cheese. I got you. I got the hookup.
Find me. What's my number again? 555.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
Hustle man.
This is what Lil D does. This is what he does when he comes into the show. He takes it right from the top notch, and then I gotta come in because he's ghetto, and then I gotta come in because God made me. You know, I'm crazy. See, I don't know anything about these food stamps, ladies and gentlemen. See, when I saw the little poor black kids running around there, but I tossed them a coin or two out of the Bentley and just had them, you know, they'd all scramble and pick it up with their little ashy knees and black feet. They'd come out and I'd be like, I'm going, please. And Lil D one time told me, you, my good friend, you're black too. And I said, this is preposterous. I am not one of you. I'm Corey Bleach.
This is rhinoceros.
I'm trying to get a little swing of water. But I can't. That gives me funny stuff.
Oh, I know.
I water over
I know.
The place.
Let's check in to see what Philippius is doing over there. Lip, how are you today, buddy? All right, that was great. Lip.
Oh, my God.
What?
How
what?
Are you? We haven't heard anything from you at the top of the show. Why are you nervous?
I'm trying to keep levels, calm over here. You guys are being pretty loud.
Oh, because I'm in the building.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're being pretty loud. Well, this is a radio show, Lip. It's a radio show. That's what we do. We get loud.
Get loud.
Especially when you got black people in the building
exactly.
Like me. You hear
oh,
me?
Oh, man. Hide a chicken in the watermelon. We got black people around. The Negroes are in town.
Well, for the big penises are back. The big penises.
I think we just titled the show.
Oh, man.
Big penises
oh,
are
man.
Back.
Oh, man. It's,
just talking about, you better not bring no black man home. Hell, I'm black and I don't want my daughter to bring no black man hell. What's wrong with you? You lost your mind?
Oh, man. That's real, because then you gotta. Nah, I'm not even going to go there.
All right. Oh, you're like, God.
I could have went there, but I'm not
going to
go there.
April Fool's, she wasn't ready.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's just a reset right there. And also just go ahead and get this out of the way now, because if I don't, Lil D is not going to let me get to it later. DT, you looking fine as hell today, boy!
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
April Fool's was 4 days ago, boys. Are April Fool's jokes still in? Jesus, where did your balls go? Where the hell did your balls go?
Hey, you want to know an April Fool's joke that was true?
I don't know, Mouthful. What's April Fool's joke?
Draco Mouthful.
We're going to need a new windscreen over there.
Lady told me something.
Lady, and by the way, hold on. Let me set it for you. Lady is Little D's wife. Okay. And so when we refer to her as Lady, her name is on the show as
Fine,
Lady, and she is she's adorable. She deals with us when we're together,
yes.
And she kind of just cowers in the corner and cries. But eventually, I go home, and then I teach all of my little niece all the bad habits,
right?
And she always little D's girls. He has two little D's girls. The oldest, and I don't know if can we say her name?
Yeah, we can say.
Okay, little D's oldest. What's her name?
Mariah.
Good uncle. Mariah.
Not Mariah. Yeah, he's an uncle.
So Araya, when she was very small, when she was very small, I hid a safe in my apartment that I had when she was born. She's 9 years old now.
Yeah,
9 years old. I hid a safe, and no one knew where it was. And Lil D always wanted to know because Lil D likes to steal from me because he's black. And Araya, when she was
three.
She was, yeah.
She was three. Was the only one that was able to find the safe. And not only did she find the safe, but she remembered where it was. And every time she, she'd sneak away from you, I would find her at my safe.
Wow.
Yeah. Trying to pull it out and give it to her broke daddy.
Yeah, because he's been trading her good.
Yeah,
he's
been trading her good. All right, baby.
You see this? This is called money.
Yeah.
Smell it. Smell it. All right, find the money.
If you find Uncle's gold mine, we'll be good. You know?
So Trinity now is second daughter. Mm-hmm. Every time she sees me, she says, I'm going to need you to pay for my college, Uncle.
Wow.
I'm like, already. Well, I'm going to need you to learn to speak English. Your mother is Mexican. All right. So, Lady is your wife.
Yes.
Send your complaints to Philippians. I got ready to show. All right. So, and, Lady was telling you about April Fools.
Yep. She dropped something on me that wasn't no April Fools.
She dropped something on you. Did she pick it up?
Yeah.
All right. What did she drop on
you? Dropped on me, and I fell. I passed out. They, like, fanned me to get me up.
Oh, wow. Lord, like an old fat church lady.
Well, here we go. Can I get that?
Oh, you want to? Oh, now he's producing the show,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, oh, you
want a long one?
Good in here.
Can I get the levels up?
You want a long one or a short one?
The short one's fine.
Oh, okay.
So we can get off the show.
Not that short.
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted? All right. Here you go.
Okay, you can cut it. She's pregnant.
Oh, no, that's not funny.
It's not.
I can't afford another kid of yours.
That's three he has to send to college now.
Yeah, that's three I got to send to college.
Lord,
and that little one, that be posing in pictures and stuff. Nah, that little Trinity.
You know the trend. He's either going to be a rapper or a basketball player. You know what they say about us.
So dropped a nugget on you, said that she was pregnant?
Yeah.
Did you check to see if Aunt Flo
I woke up the next morning.
Late?
Yeah, I've been keeping.
Yeah, you got to track that stuff on your
track it.
Smartphone.
Yeah, you can do that.
She
on
does.
Smartphone.
Yeah, I know. She knows. I know. We know. Trust me.
She knows. I know. We all know.
I woke up the next morning.
It's on Facebook.
I woke up the next morning. I told her, I was like, hey, I had this crazy ass dream.
Oh,
I had a dream that you were pregnant. You gave me a baby blanket, like a little boy blanket. And she like looked at me and smiled.
Oh,
it wasn't no dream.
That was the April Fool's joke, though.
It wasn't. It was for reals.
I had. Is she pregnant?
She's. I swear to God, she's pregnant.
She really is pregnant.
She's really pregnant.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking right here on Fat Guy Radio Show. You see why we bring them in, Philippians? Yeah. She's pregnant?
She's pregnant.
Do you know who the daddy is?
I hope it's not D-Tay.
Hey, I'm not going to lie.
She heard that.
She really is pregnant?
Yes.
Is this going to be the boy? Are we finally going to get the boy?
She wants the boy, so... I hope it's a boy. So
I don't know, man. You've been shooting girls like...
I know,
like,
man.
Like, I know.
Hey, I told
Bullseye
her, look
every time.
After this, we have to do something. Either you got to get your tube side. I'm afraid to get my stuff cut.
Okay.
So something's got to happen because we're done. We can't...
Well, I got an idea. Why don't you guys, like, you know, invest in a library or a book or something so you got something else to do with your evenings?
Or go back to using condoms.
Yeah, but dang.
Put on a pill, bro.
Don't talk about the feeling.
Put on the
because are you hooked on a feeling?
So you
am I the only one that
can't stop believing?
If you, my brethren,
I'm no one for me.
So they talking about that crazy stuff for me. You know what I mean?
No. So she's pregnant.
Yep,
and you did it.
I did it.
You can't even afford the two you got. How the hell are you going to afford a third one?
I was hoping I'd get that Corey Blaze plan.
You can't get on the Corey Blaze scholarship fund. Trinity got that tapped out. I am tapped out on this. So she really is pregnant.
Do a Fat Guy Radio Show sponsor?
No.
Oh, man.
This uterus is brought to you by BDB Radio Network.
And the letter D.
No. So how do we know? Have you checked? Have you been down there? Have you looked?
She went.
Is it white or is it shut? Like, what's going on now?
God.
She took a home pregnancy test, but then she went to the doctor.
What, did she get the home pregnancy test from the walls of the market?
No, she went to the doctor.
She went to the grains of the walls?
She actually went to the doctor.
She went
Dr.
to
Dr. Seuss, I wanted to know.
Dr. Pepper predicted my pregnancy.
Dr. Health E Dog.
MD, WebMD.com.
I thought WebMD. It was Dr. Dre, one of them. I told her she better stay away from him.
So she went to the doctor and he
and
stuck her finger
her
in there.
Positive test and found out. Yeah, that gynecologist. Matter of fact, we got to get together with Rufus later. We gonna find him. We gonna find him.
We gotta find security Rufus.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he came. But he's gone.
So she was like, "Congratulations!" And then she was like, "What do you want?" And they don't know.
Wait, like
so
she can control it?
I know, right? And
what if she got a Burger King uterus? You can have it your way.
So she said she wanted a boy. So they gave her a blue blanket. And you know the funny thing is, I had picked her up because she's at a friend's house, and I was looking at her, and I'm like, "You look so different today." And she looks at me, giving me a smile. She's like, "Maybe it's the glow." I was like, "I don't know what it is, but you look different." So we went to the store or whatever, and I went in and I came out, and she looks at me, hands me the paper with the blue blanket, like she was serving me some damn papers. And she gives me the smile, and my heart just, I don't know what the hell happened. Something different came over me. I just, my smile was like up, but everything just was like, oh.
Well, with
I don't know if I'm ready, man. Trinity was supposed to be my last.
Honestly. Yeah, you guys weren't planning on doing it anymore, but you know what happens when you lay down and
I know.
You get a baby.
Yep. And I think she set me up.
What's the C word for that?
Coitus. When you take down the coitus, the purpose of coitus is baby making.
How old are you, man?
40.
Really?
Oh, he's 40. He's 40. No, I'm sorry.
33.
No, okay. You know what?
At least he's not doing the dirty before he turned 30.
Oh, he waited. Well, no, he didn't wait. Yeah. Nah, Lil D was the originator of don't do the dirty until you turn 30.
What, at like 23, 25?
I don't know, I lost count. Oh, once the second baby came, I stopped counting. I just stopped counting. Well, you know what? I know we're up on a break, but I'm actually, that's pretty cool. I hope it's the boy.
I hope so, too, man.
I really hope it's the boy. If you give one more girl, there's only one thing we got to do.
Let me impregnate lady.
Yeah, let DT see if he can do it right. You know what I'm saying?
I got something. Either you or Corey.
I don't want to disappoint her. Right. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
All that big is for nothing.
FatGuyRadioShow.com. Alright folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, FatGuyRadioShow.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com. One thing I love about spending the night and with my brother here, it's kind of bringing up, you know, memories of when we were a kid. One thing I loved about spending the night with my grandmother was no matter how old we got, she always offered to read us a bedtime story. Now, as an adult, those moments, you know, are recreated with the amazing folks at Audible.com. With more than 150,000 titles to choose from, Audible has a book for you. Don't believe me? Well, try it for 30 days free by going to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Audible believes you will love their service. They will give you your first audiobook free as well. That's a free 30-day subscription and a free book. Little D, it's like dipping a chip in salsa, taking a bite, then dipping the chip again. It's double free. I love my Audible subscription, and I have people telling me all the time how they love listening while outside, enjoying the spring weather on a walk, a bike ride, walking the dog, waiting for a bus or a train. No backpacks to carry. No worry about spilling something on a book you don't own. Audible delivers their audiobooks directly to your smartphone or tablet. Sign up today at audibletrial.com/FGRS. That's audibletrial.com/FGRS. Oh, welcome back to the show, everybody. A Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. We're joined by my little brother, Little D. Of course, DT is here along with our executive producer, Philippius, and just found out a big, huge nugget that Lil D's girl is expecting, his wife is expecting. She is with child.
She is with child,
and that's not an April Fool's joke, so nope. It really was. I got one little stupid April Fool's joke
what
where
you got?
I walked into my day job, and someone left a note on my desk that says, please call Mr. Lyons. And the number on the form was supposed to be the number to the Phoenix Zoo.
Oh, I thought you meant like Phillips and Lyons, the injury lawyers.
No, not Phillips and Lyons, the injury lawyer. It was supposed to be Miss Lyons, but this is where the dumb bitch went wrong. She wrote down the wrong damn number.
Oh, wow.
So when I called it, it was doo-doo-doo.
The number you're trying to reach is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please hang up and try your call again. What I noticed off the bat was that if it was somebody that had to do something with my numbers job, the prefix to the phone number didn't match any other prefixes to the corporation.
Yeah.
So I knew what the other. So I knew it was right a gag away, from like the beginning.
You knew, or at least an outside number.
Yeah, you can't give me no 268 number.
Come on.
I know what the prefixes are. So she sucked at it and it was horrible.
You ain't no good pranker.
This was also the same damn bitch that pinched me on St. Patrick's Day.
When you had on green.
But
turn around and punch that bitch in the mouth. Don't be pinching me. I'm a grown ass man.
Grown ass man.
I'm a grown ass man, dog. What the hell you doing pinching me because I ain't wearing green? I didn't feel like putting on no green when I woke my fat ass up
you
this morning.
Out your
if you want me to wear green on this day because it's St. Patrick's Day, well then you get your saggy tick care of self and wake up next to me in the morning and tell me, baby, put on some green. Other than that, you pinch me one more time, I'ma bust your head open to the white meat. I swear for the Lord.
You know, said she has saggy titties.
You know, if you shop through Amazon on Fat Guy Radio Show, they got some products for that saggy titties.
They do. They do. That's very true.
So I don't get the April Fool's joke. It wasn't funny. Did you?
I had some people play some jokes on me. Well,
you around kids, of course. Well, we grown ass adults.
What they do?
The kids' jokes were horrible.
Of course they were, because they're kids and kids are dumb. What?
this is the jokes I got. Hey, Coach Daniel, my parents didn't go to work today.
Oh, really?
April Fools. Yeah, because I really care if your dad goes to work.
Yeah, your mom's banging the mailman anyway.
Your mom didn't go to work. You should have recounteracted. I know your mom didn't go to work.
Recounteracted. What the
heck? I know your mom didn't go to work.
I used my own words.
Yeah.
I used my own words.
Yeah, the dictionary according to Little D.
You got to recalibrate calibracted.
Yeah. You got an Aloysius Tallywashes Tallywhacker Bosis.
Tallywhacker.
We're going to find
actually,
that.
But my friend got me really good.
Okay, what did your friend do? Is your friend an adult?
Yes.
There we go. That's the one who should do it.
He got me. He texted me. And he was all like, hey.
I love you?
No, he goes, hey. He goes, hey, on your phone, there's a camera button next to the iPhone. He's like, there's a camera button. Press that button. Uh-huh. Hold it. And then swipe up, and a whole new set of emojis are going to come on. Thank me later. Uh-huh. And so I did it like three times trying to get the emojis, and I'm just sitting here, just on my face. And I'm like looking stupid. I'm like, where are they at?
All right, that's a good one.
He didn't lie as often.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, man.
That's a good one.
How long did it take you to catch it?
After the eighth one, I was like, okay. Something's up here. And I was like, all right, you got. He sent me back. He's like, ha ha ha. I was like, you got me. He's like, you're not the only one.
Eight pictures.
That's good. I want to try that.
No, you don't have an iPhone, Lodi. You can't afford it.
I can't.
You got a Metro PC phone.
I really do.
Or whatever.
I went from Verizon to Metro PCS.
Oh, man.
Metro
it's
PCS.
Horrible. Nobody listens.
They don't even have a couch like Cricket. Cricket at least got a couch. You can sit down and search for service.
Flippius, any April Fool's jokes for you, Lip, there?
No. Nope, boring life.
All right. Very good, Lip. Appreciate it. It was worth the drive in, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, so April Fool's, I don't know. We grown adults. The April Fool's jokes are, you know, I don't know. I didn't get any good ones.
I feel like as adults, the April Fool's joke should have got better. As kids, we couldn't do much. We don't have money. We were at school all day.
Right.
There's not that much we can really pull up. Right. I feel like as an adult, we got drive all people to jobs and everything. We can get real elaborate with it.
That's
from
true.
Flowers from sure. Some real guy. But people they're not creative.
Well, no. Lady was so creative. She got me good.
She did
she
get
got
you
me
good.
Real good. It's still going.
And that's an April Fool's for life.
Yeah. And it's going to be here next year, April Fool's.
Yeah, that's an 18-year April Fool's
don't remind
joke.
Me.
It's a crazy. What's not a joke is when you lose your wallet.
Oh
damn.
Boys, guess.
Moment of silence for the fallen.
Why are you doing the wedding march? What the hell would you do the wedding march? Why are you doing pomp and circumstance?
God dang it.
Yeah, this is the one you're looking for. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes.
That's the one you're looking for.
Like, he just changed. Like, he just he's changed like, your
like,
life.
Oh, my wallet's graduating. That's why I lost. Yeah. That's why I lost it, because he went to college.
It graduated to new heights. New heights of money.
Huh? He got married on his way to college.
On the way to college.
Boys, this week I lost my wallet.
Damn. Oh, no. Around the house or away from work? Studio?
I was at my day job. At the strip club. I was at No, I'm kidding. I was at my day job. And I
my naked midgets.
I was at my numbers job and went to grab some lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I took my wallet. I take my wallet because, you know, fat guy, you know, I'm like reaching into my back pocket all the time.
Yeah.
So I take my wallet and I went to I remember Church's Chicken.
Oh,
we talked about Church's Chicken, and I went to Church's Chicken in Peoria, and it was the worst experience because I think the guy stirred the white gravy with his big toe.
Oh.
It was oily and it was salty, and if you don't treat that white gravy the way that white gravy is supposed to be treated, you will mess that white gravy up.
Let me get it in real quick before you just stop. Sorry, you're driving the railroad.
Please.
You know, every time my brother tells a story, it takes my mind there, but just remind me that movie, scary movie when the dude had the little hand.
Want some mashed potatoes? I'll get the mashed potatoes.
You got
my good hand.
He was always slobbering.
That's what that reminded me of right now. I swear, I had the whole picture of it.
So I go to the Churches of the Chicken and I get my go-to. My go-to. Don't be so duh.
You know I'm black.
Yeah. So why is he
what,
here?
A Cadillac?
You say anything that like sound like gold is automatically gold to black people.
You know, wait, you already gave us the money shot today with the pregnancy announcement. You
I'm
just sit over there and look pretty.
When I zip the zipper.
Oh, good. So I'm at the Church's Chicken and I get my go-to, which is my tender strips, my biscuit, and my fries and a drink. That's my go-to. So I'm in the drive-thru. I take my wallet out of my back pocket. I put it on the passenger seat, and I pull up to the drive-thru, and I pay with my card and drive off. You know, I'm driving down the road, swerving all over the place because, you know, white gravy going everywhere, chicken pieces everywhere, steering wheel all greasy and whatnot because, you know, the chicken's fingers, the grease from the chicken and everything. And the chicken was horrible. That was a really bad Church's Chicken day.
Wow.
The chicken was salty and it seemed very fake. The fries were okay, but they didn't work well because I wanted to dip them in the white gravy, but the white gravy was kind of like he took the sediment at the top of the white gravy thing and scooped it into a cup and served it to me.
Wow, so it wasn't even gravy. It was just like
it was nasty.
It's like when you have like cheese.
Yes.
And it like dries up and it has like plastic on the top.
It was nasty and I did not enjoy it.
You couldn't take that back?
No, because
you're white. Y'all always complain.
I was too far.
Excuse me. Ordered this like 2 minutes ago.
I'm Corey Blaze.
He does in the back, but no, he was in too deep, like Lawrence Fishburne.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he was in too deep.
I was in it to win it.
Can't take a bear from a chicken, you know, white.
So I ate a few pieces of it because I had to eat something because I think I maybe or may have not skipped lunch or breakfast. So I needed to eat something, so I had to eat it. So I drive back to the office, get to the office, finish my day out. No big deal. No foul. No harm, no foul. Thank you very much.
I got you.
Thank you, basketball boy. No harm, no foul. So then I get home. Mm-hmm. I do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Number two. You know, I go ahead.
Drop that hot toddy.
Yeah, drop a hot toddy, send the kids off to college.
Take the Browns to the Super Bowl for the first time ever.
I'm getting out of my work clothes, and I notice that my pants are lighter than they normally are.
Oh.
And I'm like...
Like a lighter shade of a color?
No, they were in weight.
Is that because you weren't in them?
they
tend to get lighter when they're not actually in them.
Right. Yeah. My pants have lost 400 pounds. Thank you, Jenny Craig.
Oh, you want to lose weight? Take your pants off.
Yeah. That's the Fat Guy Radio Show diet.
We took his pants one time and tried to jump off the roof with like a parachute. Didn't work good.
I did that with his bra.
What the hell? Lil D, you promised not to tell that story just like I promised that I wouldn't tell anybody that you tried to put your thang in the neighborhood.
neighbor girl one year when you were seven.
True.
And you were wondering why it didn't work. So I'm taking my pants off thinking about D-Tay, and I noticed that I didn't feel it. My wallet hit my leg. You know, because there ain't nothing else in my pants that ever hits my leg.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, man.
You want me to tell you how I feel?
It hits his belly button.
It's funny. No, it don't. It's funny because it's true. F my life. So then I reach my hand into my back pocket where my wallet is supposed to be, and it's not there.
Boom, boom, boom.
So I'm like, oh, I must have left it in the seat when I got back from the chicken of the church. When I got from the Church of God and Chicken Christ. Okay. So I hightail it downstairs and go into the garage, open up, kick the homeless people out, open up my truck door, look in the passenger seat, no wallet.
What?
So instantly I start to replay my steps in my mind. Like, okay, I went to church, did the chicken. That was the last time I had my wallet. And you know, Lil D, there's a lot in my wallet.
A lot. I tried to steal that black card a couple of times.
Yeah, a couple of times, and that's the time that I shot you.
Yeah.
You know,
my chest top whacked you.
I was trying to get to it, and you jumped the gun. Damn it, you jumped the gun.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's what, you know, because you know there's a lot of stuff in my wallet, you know?
Uh-huh. Black card?
I tried to get the black card. Was your line, you grew.
The black card. I ain't been on radio in a while, man.
I know. You tried to get my black card, but that's why. That's that time that I shot you in your chest. Because I was shooting you in your chest.
Countdown. Ready? One, two, three.
I'll shoot you in the chest. I'll wet you.
There we go.
Three tries.
Hey, this is real radio.
And this is why you're not on the radio.
Right.
Oh. So then it wasn't in my car. And
did you drop it out the window of the Church of Latter-day Chicken?
I don't know. Everything in my mind, I immediately started to hit panic. I'm in full-fledged panic mode. I am tearing my truck apart. Mind you, I did not put my pants back on before I went down to check the truck. So imagine me in a tie and a button-up shirt, a very expensive button-up shirt. You know, I'm going, bleach.
Oh, yeah, you know. Where the fuck is the gym?
So it's just me, my fat thighs all out. I'm in my boxer shorts.
Garage door open.
I got
Girl Scouts coming by trying to sell some cookies, even though that already passed.
I got my knee-high stockings on and my church socks.
Gotta run in them.
With the ashy kneecap.
And I'm just flinging Honda parts everywhere. I'm just ripping Hondas all over the place. I'm running next door checking my neighbor's new BMW. By the way, she told me I could drive that. But anyway, so
you talking about the one I used to want to.
Yeah, uh-huh. Oh. So I'm looking, it wasn't there. It was not there.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, I don't know. So I'm like, oh my God, do I need to go back to the office? What do I need to do? Where's my wallet? So I'm like, okay, I finally resolved to, I'm just gonna go back to the office. You know, so I go and I grab my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I always hit my home button on my phone. I pull up my phone, and there are 9 missed calls from an unknown number. 9 missed calls from an unknown number. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And one voicemail. I played the voicemail, and it was somebody that works at my office. The wallet fell out of my car in the parking lot at my numbers job, and someone was smart enough to open the wallet up and pull out one of my business cards, which has my cell phone number on it, and called me and told me that they left it at the security desk.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
My heart was like, oh, my gosh.
That's
dude, how often does that happen?
Right, never. Not to you.
That you find a
Good Samaritan.
A Kango, very expensive wallet with no cash in it, because I don't carry cash.
Just
cards on top of cards on top of debt. What? And everything was intact when I drove back.
He blew himself a kiss.
He always does. It's a show within the show.
It wasn't for me. All right, I can't tell you. You know.
Listener K.
But it was all right. Enough. You distracted me now. What am I gonna do with this half chub now, DJ?
I see you.
Poke it to your belly button.
Hey, let me give her one. Let me give her one too. You finna get a two for the price of one. I'm so off.
Yeah, you
game.
Are. Why just
you gonna get two black guys in between one? Ooh, you like that, listener.
You gonna get three black guys for the price of one black guy.
Please stop trying to make an Oreo out of listener K.
Hey, it'd be kind of like a mocha in a way. Mocha black chocolate. It'd be something good because mocha over here plus me dark chocolate. Please. You know the black and the berry, the sweeter the juice.
Does that mic you know. Have? Does that mic have to be on for the show?
It don't have to be.
And we put Corey as an olive on top.
He's gonna smash everything.
Now I have a very important question though.
Thank you, Liv.
I'm listening to the Corey story.
Yeah.
He said he gets in his car. He comes back to go to get his phone so he can go to the office. Not once did he say, I put pants back on.
Oh,
well, you about to go to the office
but, with no pants
bare
on.
Butt.
And his security is going to attack him once he got there.
I know, right? He's got to go. Oh, no, that's a Twizzler.
There's another emu loose. Oh. There's another emu loose in the city.
Who woke up the black bear?
Who?
I couldn't get through it.
What did you ask? What did you ask him, D.T.?
Who woke up the black bear?
Who woke up the black bear? Who
woke up the black bear?
Who
woke up the black bear?
Billy Bean, the song, Billy the glass on the bottle.
Arriba,
EPIO. We take it up and take it up as a diet, oh, hey.
Arriba, EPIO.
79 countries,
hey,
Philippians.
See, I'm not the only one who heard that song.
Yeah.
He knows it too.
I had never heard that song.
You never heard it?
But anyway, end of story. I got my wallet back. Everything was there. There are good Samaritans out there.
Yep.
And
they work
I ain't
matter.
One of them.
And I just pray and thank the baby Jesus I got LifeLock.
Jesus still a baby?
He is a little baby. Mm. I pray to the baby Jesus. What Jesus you pray to?
To the big one.
And he ain't answered no one of that? Your calls.
I like to pretend my Jesus is dressed up in a t-shirt with a picture of a tuxedo on it. So, you know, kind of casual and party. He's ready to party, but he's ready to be professional at the same time.
Yeah,
how I like to picture my baby Jesus.
It's business in the front, party in the back.
Exactly. You got a mullet and everything.
All right, folks, on the other side of this break, we're going to step away. When we get back, Lil D is going to call us out on something because he says that we were very wrong.
You guys bamboozled somebody.
And something we did on the show. So we'll find
Never.
Out.
You bunch of liars.
We'll find out about that and maybe we'll get to it. But my birthday plannings are my birthday is staring down the road of suckville.com and I'm not really excited about that, but you know what, it's my birthday and what do I expect. All right, we'll be right back on fatguyradioshow.com.
Hi there, this is Corey, and I'm here to let you know we need your help. We want to know more about you. So I'm asking you to complete our 2015 Network Listener Survey. This survey helps our parent company, BDB Radio Network, know what you are looking for. And it helps us find sponsors that will appeal to the gracious people like you listening to this show. So take a few minutes to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/survey to let your voice be heard. We roll out this survey every few years so we can engage how we are doing and how we can entertain you better. All responses are strictly confidential and BDB Radio Network promises to never sell your information. Take the survey today at fatguyradioshow.com/survey. That's fatguyradioshow.com/survey. We appreciate your help as we work to grow this free show and all the free shows on the BDB Radio Network. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/survey today.
Yes, folks, please take the time to fill out that survey. It's very important. We didn't talk about it last week, but fatguyradioshow.com/survey. This survey is really important to the longevity of the network. We don't do it every year. Some radio shows want to know if anything has changed in your life year after year after year. It'll take you just a few minutes to fill that out. It's really easy. It's a Google document right there. It's confidential, and you don't have to give your email address if you don't want to, but we really need everybody to take just a few minutes right there on the website, fatguyradioshow.com/survey, and please fill that out because it does help us position this show for greater, and it helps us get sponsors. You know, our sponsors want to know who's listening to the show and what kind of demographics you guys are in, and we gather all that information through these surveys that we roll out every 2 or 3 years. So take a few minutes. fatguyradioshow.com/survey, and we thank you in advance. This is a great time of year to head out to Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're heading out to Vegas or planning it, you want to be in the know. You want to go to Vegas.com through the Vegas.com banner on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas. Head out to Vegas for March Madness. Is there a few more March Madness games to play? Or is it over?
It's almost over.
It's almost over. So don't go out there for March Madness. Actually, go out there and wait for next March Madness. NASCAR, anything you want to do out in Vegas, even if you just want to go get away, Vegas.com through FatGuyRadioShow.com is the way to do it. They are all Vegas residents out there. They hang out there, party there, work there. They are connected to the people who set the deals. The moment prices drop on Vegas.com, Vegas.com will let you know and allow you to rebook at the lower rate, and they will refund the difference. Vegas.com has all the connections to the headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP services, top clubs, and you'll get all the lowest prices on hotel. And here's something else that's very important. To get all of those great specials, you have to go through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Vegas or click the banner ad on our website. Vegas, I'm Vegasin', baby. Hey! All right, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Hey, so how's your team Gonzaga doing?
Well, I think I blew that up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's check on my bracket very quickly. So, Cheese is out.
I don't know.
I thought that I know for one thing that the people that don't like me from Michigan won.
Yeah.
Are they out? Please tell me they're not in the finals.
I don't think they are.
I hope not. That's all that matters.
I can check all that right now.
Yeah, but I bet on Gonzaga.
I remember. Yeah, that's what I was asking because I heard the last show. Like,
yeah,
I said, I'm a
groupie. Listening.
I'm an A1 listener. Watch out, listener. Okay, I'm coming.
You can't be a P1 listener.
I'm an A1 listener. Like the A1 steak sauce?
Yeah, you're an ass-1 listener. Exactly. There's no way
all
you
right.
could be an A1
listener.
So
right
listener.
Now, right
where
now.
Where are we at right now? On the
Spartans of Michigan State are playing the Duke Blue Devils, and it's 61-41 in favor of Duke at half.
So is this the final game, or
yeah,
is there?
There's 9 minutes left, 9 minutes and 53 seconds
oh,
left
so
for this
Duke
game. And
got
then
that.
Tomorrow, or no, later on tonight, 5:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you have Kentucky, or Mountain Standard Time, I guess.
Yeah.
You have Kentucky versus Wisconsin. So that game has yet to happen. So Cheese still has a chance.
Cheese
over chicken.
Still has a chance it's, over chicken.
Cheese and chicken are playing.
I'm just mad that Gonzaga
I know
is gone. Yeah, and by the way, I totally heard you say Gonzaga on your show.
I did, because you
Tuesday.
Told me I had to.
Yeah, you just snuck it in there and didn't give us no prep whatsoever, so we're not going to run your commercial.
Hell, the way you what? Was blowing them up on last show, I thought they was going to win for real. I'm like, damn.
I know, I jinxed them. I jinxed them.
You did.
He got me want to go
and
put my
bets
on
Louisville.
I jinxed Louisville, too.
Damn, you a bad curse.
I'm never going to pick another bracket
Why
ever
you
again.
You jinxed me in a bedroom. Shoot.
You I always mean, make it. Cool. Speaking of jinxing, Lil D says that we did something that we shouldn't have did.
Some hijinks?
Yeah, y'all did.
What is
Think
this?
About it.
Now, what is this that you claim we did? He hasn't told
no,
me.
And
has
claim.
He told you?
No, he hasn't told me. And I kind of feel like this is blasphemous.
I think it is.
You know I feel like the black guy calling the kettle black.
Yeah, it's the black guy calling the black guy kettle.
Just call me the villain. I'm coming into y'all show, and I'm about to boom. Blew up y'all spot.
Loudrumor.com. I knew that's what he was going to do. You horse's
yeah.
ass. You horse's
yeah.
ass.
Yeah, y'all better have my check.
So Little D comes skipping and hopping and bebopping and scatting in the studio GKLMQ today, and he's like, oh, you wrong. Oh, you wrong. I got something for you. I am going to blow your mind. And I looked at him and I said, you got something in your teeth. So what is this nugget that you claim you got?
I want you guys to think about it for a minute. Just think about it for a minute. I ain't, you guys don't know nothing about this, and I ain't telling about this, but I'm about to blow up their spot.
Okay.
Think about something you guys did. I think it was last week's show.
Last week's show.
Last
something
week's show.
Something
that
you two did.
All right, let me take my mind back
and
to last.
Ooh, I'm about to become the best on the show. I'm
oh,
gonna
okay.
get my own show
yeah.
after this one.
No, you're not. Let me go with me as we take a trip back down memory right. lane. There we go.
Oh,
well, I'm looking in memory lane now, and I see Philippia's not adding anything to the show.
Yeah, like always, not reading the show script.
Touching detail inappropriately.
I'm letting them happen.
I don't see anything. We had listener K on the line. Yeah. Little D said he wanted to come back on the show. That's not appropriate. I don't want him here because he's horrible. I'm going to make up a really bad Easter Bunny bit and do it on the show. Why isn't D-Tay waking up next to me? It's Monday now. All right, D-Tay, let's go back to present time. All right.
So, my back.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to land on your back.
What did you guys come up with?
I came up with the fact that you're an idiot.
And you?
D-Tay?
I second that.
You ready for this?
Yes. Yeah. What is? Do you need another
template? Get fire on him. give me that template.
Okay. Here, template.
Get fire on him. All right, Kevin Hart.
What is
fire on him?
I don't even know what that reference is.
That's another Kevin Hart reference.
Oh, that little short, black, loud, annoying guy.
Yeah, the leprechaun.
Get fire on him.
All right, here we go. There's your timpani.
Listener K. I got something breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Oh, God.
To tell you.
What's going on?
Quiet on the set!
We are quiet.
I'm talking about the music.
Oh.
Okay, listener K. These two that you are so in love with.
She's in love with D-Tay, not
okay,
me.
After you're not going to be in love with Mocha Cup anymore. You're going to be in love with
Mocha Drop. Cub,
not Cup. Come Mocha on, Cup. Now. You don't pour nothing in me.
I'll pour it into nobody. I ain't finna call another dude delicious.
Get to the point.
Back to what I was saying. Anyway, you gonna call me?
This dude's
ADD. He's ADD on his own self. I got something to talk about. You know, this is very important. I saw apples the other day. I tripped over a toe. Get to the freaking point. Right, I'm losing wood over here.
What
kind of
toe was it?
ADD again. You shot me in my pinky toe.
So what is it about listening to K?
Everybody on their toes like, what? I'm just busting on the damn wall.
Hey, so the other day I was walking in my orthopedic shoes.
Orthopedic shoe. Thank you, Lip, for coming in.
So, listener K,
he has nothing today.
I believe these two rubes, yeah, I stole your word,
yeah, she
Corey,
did. Mm-hmm.
Told you a fib. They sat here and made you think that you were the first listener ever that came on the show. Well, I'm here to break some bad news to you that you were not.
How was she not?
You're the first listener on their show, but on our show, we had a listener, and I believe her name was Renee. What happened there? Just in case you guys don't remember, I believe she came on the show because she was having SCX with her husband. And she called out Corey's name.
Wow. I never heard this story before.
Correct me if I'm wrong, this ain't an April Fool's joke, even though we're past it. Now you know I'm telling the
it's
truth.
It's coming back. Shut up and just keep telling. Shut up and keep telling the story.
So anyway, you were the second listener that came on the show, but you were the first listener on their show. But on our show, there was a listener named Renee who came on our show because she was having, you know what, with her husband, and she called out Corey's name during their little adultery time together, if you will.
They were married.
There was. I tried to
coitus,
make a good
coitus.
Word.
Coitus.
Or coitus.
During coitus with her husband.
When a turtle and a rabbit come together and they make a jackrabbit.
I don't even know what that is. Let me reply to that.
Yeah. Listen, what you got to say to listener K now?
She was the first listener on our show.
I got you out of that. I said that. So what would you have said if I hadn't said that?
I'd probably say the same thing. Like,
yeah,
well,
it was our show.
That was Fat Guy Radio Show 1.0. We've revamped the show since then. It's 2.0. It's better.
Yes.
Because you're off of it. And Lady K is the first one on our show.
Yeah, and coming soon, Fat Guy Radio Show 3.0.
Which is not going to be as great as Fat Guy Radio Show 2.0.
Why? Because you ain't going to be on it?
What? What the hell are you doing here?
What?
You're just coming on the show and you just took the whole entire show, pulled your pants down, took a big dump right on top of the entire show.
I'm gonna take over.
Let me tell you, I'm firing you.
It's gonna be Miss Security Rufus doing the show now.
Okay, what little D in his very horrible, poisonous way, he has some level of truth.
Some level of truth.
Some level.
No, not
on
truth.
On a very minuscule.
Very, very minuscule level of truth.
How y'all gonna try to turn this around without you just told the truth?
You sit there, play with your skinniness, and shut the mouth. Word, funny.
Get mad at me because you told
no,
me.
No, I'm why. Telling you why, because you ain't gonna blow up my spot right here to the number one dearly beloved Lady K. Lady K, I'm sorry, I did it.
Yeah, I got you. No,
that
lady,
that girl, I remember who this was. And this was years, long time ago. Where the lady Renee, I remember her now, because Just James, music producer, friend of the show, was in on the show,
uh-huh.
And we got an email. This was back when we did the first listener mail sack.
Uh-huh.
And she emailed the show and told me the story, and I didn't believe it.
Right.
So I reached out to her and said, or Flippia, somebody reached out to her and said, I want to verify that this is true on the show. So it wasn't the fact that we invited her on the show because she was a listener. We was doing an investigation to find out if she was fishing or if she was fake or whatnot. And she wasn't. It was true. Lady K was invited on the show because she loves D-Tay, and who in their right mind doesn't?
Hey, I'm not gonna lie though. Like, it's
your whole theory, little D, right out the window.
Yeah, I thought I was on the subject.
You thought you were on the subject. You some of my most
just like black people, always trying to instigate and start some trouble that ain't even there.
You come in here with your dirty bottles and your nasty little kids, and you bring your Howie's pizza. You're sitting down all on our furniture, firing off farts
with your big old nose, bringing all the white
big
man
nose
there.
And everything. You trying to come in here and bring the white men down? Why you think we kept your ass in slavery for as long as we did? I'm sorry. What happened? Oh, that's inappropriate. Oh, I went too far. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Half of me got offended. Well,
I'm about to call.
I'm sorry. Well, we here at Fat Guy Radio Show, we celebrate diversity and the freedom of little D's people because that's very important to us. You black people are really important because you guys gave us music like this.
Oh, I'm about to go in. Brothers and sisters, woo! We are gathered here today at Baptist Methodist Church of the Baloney of the third chapter. Now we're about to get to 13 Colossus, chapter 15.
Church of the Baloney.
Now.
I used to go to that church.
Open your Bibles up real quick.
Open up your Bibles.
James, chapter 3, 15.
Put your hand up when you reached it.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to take a look at this. It says right here. Yeah. Woo. Give it to him one more time, brother. It says here, he shall pass through the darkness. Let's take a look at that word, pass through the darkness.
Pass through the darkness, all one word, right? All one word. Pass through the darkness. Just pass through the darkness.
Let's take a look at that word, pass through the darkness. Now you see, that's how you know he passed through the darkness. Because it wasn't no light. Woo! It wasn't no light. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
Hell
see,
no.
It wasn't no light. Now and that's how you know he made the light. Because he passed through the darkness. And if he passed through the darkness, he made the light. And when he made the light, he made all of us one. That boy, shall can't sign.
That boy can sign. Sexual chocolate. Sexual chocolate.
He passed through the darkness because there was no light. That's how you know.
He made the light because he passed through the darkness because there was no light.
That's how you knew there was darkness.
I'm still weak. Let's look at that word. Pass through the darkness. That's all one word. Pass through the darkness. Let's look at that word. Pass through the darkness. How do you spell that? P-A-S-S through the darkness. All one word.
That's how you, well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we're always here to educate you. If there's darkness, it's because there's no light.
And if you pass through the darkness, you made the light.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, my side hurts.
Oh, no.
Ouch. They wasn't ready.
No. They wasn't ready.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
In other news.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch. So, yes, Lil D is correct. We had Renee on the show because it was a story that I thought was completely and utterly out there. But it proved to be true because she was on the show. I think that the circumstances of the two people coming on the show are different. And that happened.
Yeah.
Prior to even Jake, that was years ago.
Yeah, because that was our show. That was
Disparage what we have with Lady K.
I give you that.
I will fly her here yourself. She's a tough chick. She might sound cute and southern, but them southern girls can kick ass.
They sexy too.
But
she probably will. She's southern. You all right over there?
Yeah,
pass me that.
I'm good. Oh God. But you pass through the darkness. It's dark because there ain't no light.
Hey, I'm a pastor.
My world has been lifted.
Me and Uncle Ted.
Oh, my God.
Same church.
Oh, Jesus, that hurts so much. I think I peed a little. I was laughing so hard.
Oh, man.
I have lost everything. Okay, so yeah, so that's the nugget that you were talking about.
That's the nugget I was talking about.
It's true on both cases, but D-Tay, I think that Lady K's appearance was a lot better.
Yeah.
I think so. Lady K is...
I think it was, too. Let me tell you, Lady K, you did something to me on that last show. I heard your voice. I was in my semi because I was driving 18-wheel on my job, my first one.
Your numbers job is working.
And I was listening to your voice, and oh, my Lord.
Does she have a nice voice?
D-Tay, I wish I was you. Your voice is amazing.
Right,
amazing.
Bro, like... Oh my God!
And I damn near ran into another. I was. You know how when people start talking,
Start talking, your imagination goes wild.
It kind of went there and started imagining her with that Southern girl accent,
ooh,
one of them Southern girl skirts, and them cowgirl boots on, the black ones.
The ones that stick out like six inches.
And one of little tied up shirts where she tied up to the stomach and like the cleavage, the top was pointing out. Ooh. I was thinking about all that.
Lady
and it was
K,
like,
there you go.
And woman, what I would do to you.
We're up on a break.
Let me just get this out.
Since you Southern, you know what I mean about the biscuit and the butter. And that stuff that he was talking about, Corey, the sloppy stuff.
There's something really nasty. I feel something on my leg. We got to go to break,
Shut up.
I will butter your biscuit.
I will butter your biscuit. We got to take a break. I need a freaking breath. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Fat Guy Radio Show, and no other women are. We'll be right back on this. I had a break. Play the slow song, Lip.
Yep.
Is this song supposed to pick up?
Nope.
this is the song into Lip Soul right now. This is how he feels. So close.
What the hell is this?
It came from the back of the can.
Am I going to stay back in, or are you?
Yeah, we're coming. What the hell is this?
Coming down.
I'm going to depress you now because I am lit.
You should have played that song by Blake Shelton called Country Girl Shake It For Me. Just for listener K. She knows what I'm talking about.
I don't think she's a country girl.
She knows what I'm talking about. She's Southern. She knows what I'm talking about.
You got to listen to the lyrics. It's like.
Goes to the kitchen, open the drawer.
Oh, wow, he about to kill something.
Grab my knife, slit my wrist, die.
I told you he about to kill something. Now, the reason you need to be going there is you going to cook something or you about to get something? Because go back to the bedroom and get freaky and pull out the whipped cream and spray it on Elizabeth K. What?
Oh, God!
Oh, no.
Well, fade that out. I have something.
Come over with a nice white mustache. What?
Here we go. This is how you come back from break right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Gavin DeGraw right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Yeah!
I'll lay it down one time to gather round. Oh, this is a joy. So rich with lies, I prefer.
All right, I got another one. Let's go to this one. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Gavin DeGraw listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on 101.5 Phoenix Free FM. We'll be giving away a new car.
Left in Antarctica, safe in Africa. I failed algebra, and I miss you sometimes.
If I did that pectoral, if I did that, you have a white shirt. I don't even think it translates. If I tried to do that, I'd put an eye out.
Movies.
Movies. All right, folks, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, where Philippians is not putting half of you to sleep. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6. If one more person grabs my Halo 6, G6 off my desk and starts to try to write with it, I'm going to lose my mind. Yes, Halo 6, ladies and gentlemen, American-made, e-liquid, all made in America, the Halo 6 G6. I'm really excited because right now in the United States Parcel Service is a gift from Halo 6 coming to your boy, Corey Blaze, and I'll have it next week.
Oh, nice.
I'm excited about this. Halo 6 through fatguyradioshow.com/Halo 6. I'm giving... Give it to Lady K before she never listens to the show after that crap Dildy just pulled.
Lady K, Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Ooh. It did something to me.
Didn't it move?
Yeah, it did. All yeah, right. DT, you got to stay away from my woman.
Hey, I'm telling you.
I know you're telling me. I'm telling you.
That ice bucket challenge, though, that ice bucket challenge day, I was like, oh, I told Corey, I was like, bro, I don't think I can hang around Lil D with his wife. Like, if ladies around, like, I don't think I can hang because me ain't going to be in a fighting because she going to come over. So I was like, oh, I don't know.
Can you guys put your penises away now and get back to the show?
Good All right, God. Here we go. Okay.
Jesus. He's just mad because he can't be on our level. He's fat, mad. Rich, white guy.
Hey, it's okay. We get the girls. He gets the money.
I know.
So we're jealous of him for the money. He jealous of us because we got girls. Like,
I ain't jealous of nobody. Okay,
man. I bet you can't put that on nothing.
No, I ain't jealous of nobody because I'm ready. I'm excited that there is a segment that is sweeping the nation that nobody really knows about.
Tell me about it, brother.
You want to know what it is?
I want to know what
it is. It's a segment that's sweeping the nation. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. That was a good buildup, and my fat chicken fingers couldn't hit the button right.
Why can't it be chicken fingers? Why can't it be watermelon fingers?
They're because I'm not black.
Or why can't it be chicken fingers?
They are chicken fingers.
Or why can't it be nugget fingers?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation. What the hell is... Damn it, Lip, have that level up. It's not... Did we not do rehearsal? Where the hell is the level? You're playing slow ass music and then your 9 fingers over there can't move up one damn level.
But he's not a tyrant though. He's not a tyrant.
I am not a tyrant.
This is called speaking with love.
And love hurts sometimes, you sexy damn, you fine as hell, boy.
Look at his lip. Look at Lip. He's crying right now.
Lip is not crying right now.
He has the same expression all the time.
Please, I'm trying to do a show here. I'm trying. I don't know. Well, Lil D came in here and ruined it. Lil D, it's all your fault. You did this.
You should have known when I came through the door.
I should never let you in. I don't know how you snuck in. Oh, you skinny just walked right through the crack of the door.
You know, like I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a segment that's sweeping the nation.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's All right, this week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
That's me.
On April 2nd,
2015,
at 12:54 p.m.
Oh, exact time.
Exact time. The real Corey Blaze, at Corey Blaze, tweeted out, "Don't adjust your clothes in a car window's reflection when there is someone sitting in the car. I may or may not have done that." Pound. Awkward. Corey, what the hell were you tweeting?
Well, I had, you know, when you're fat, your clothes move around.
Uh-huh.
Because fat people wear bigger clothes so that the clothes don't make you look fat, but then yet you're fat, so the clothes are bigger because you're fat.
Yeah, trash bags.
So I had on my shower curtain with a tie wrapped around it, and I had gotten out of my car, and I had what I call the fat guy waddle.
The fat guy waddle in your
fat
high.
Guy, the fat guy waddle. And what the fat guy waddle is when your pants have slipped down below your belly button and they're about to go under your Dunlop disease, where you know, because you know what Dunlop disease, your belly Dunlopped over your belt. So I felt the Dunlop disease coming on and I decided to pull my pants up. In the process of pulling my pants up, in the process of pulling my pants up, my shirt got crinkled. Oh, I'm sorry. The shower curtain that I was wearing.
Your hot air balloon?
My hot air balloon topper was crinkling up. So I said, I need to straighten this out because my tie went to the left and my shirt went to the right. So I decided, I'm like, oh, look, there's a car with dark windows. I will form at the car. I will stop at the car, maneuver my massive amount of manage over to the window. And what I did is I literally unloosened my belt. Pulled the back of my pants up over my love handle so my love handles and my spare tire would hold the pants up while I tucked in my t-shirt. So I have a wife beater on under my shirt, so I tucked the wife beater down under the giblets because the giblets holds the wife beater down.
And this wasn't your car, right?
No, it was not. And then I tucked in my shower curtain into my pants. And then I redid my pants, and then I redid my belt, and then I pulled my pants down to where they were supposed to be. And then I started to walk away, and this was I was at the back of the car at the back window, and when I took two steps forward, I looked next down to me in the driver's side of the window. The driver's side of the car, and there was an old lady sitting there.
Oh.
She was enjoying her show.
Yeah, she got a whole lot of man fat Dunlop disease smushed all up on her window. And the only thing that I could think about, DT, was, no, she wasn't ready. We got to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. That literally happened.
And wow. She was ready. She had, you know, Professor Crumb's grandma. That's who that was there.
Yeah, that guy, man, you know, he's the only black guy that can really get me moist.
He got me moist right now. That sexy thing is walking up to that big hunk of beast walking to my car right now. I had to put my teeth back in.
Corey gonna have relations. Oh, Corey.
Coitus.
All right, folks. Today's show, Lil D, thanks for sitting in on the show today, man. It was fun, even though you tried to ruin our relationship with Lady K. She hates you now.
Oh, yeah.
Send your hate mail to Philippians
at backgroundradio.com. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon remains the number one way we power this show. When you think Amazon, shop through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show.
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. This program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
For advertising on the mighty Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can interact with the show. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, subscribe free on iTunes, and catch a live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page. Thanks, Lip.
You suck, Lip. After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily blog. Read it, leave comments, and share After the Levels at afterthelevels.com.
Get your two cents in, America.
America!
For a correspondent with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080, or email fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or get on the air by calling our listener line at 602-349-1652. That's 623. I said 602 the first
you
time.
You sure did. I was going to let it go.
623-349-1652. Lines are open now.
I'm glad that you said box.
I did say box. On the dot.
You sure did. I think I have a guest in the studio today, and I think that's why Lip has not participated in the show at all. He always gets nervous when there's a new person around.
Yeah.
He always does.
It's clamshell.
He just completely just goes absolute one. Like, he just locks it down. Oh. You know, like when you get home and you really want something from your girl and she just clamps it down. She just, it's jail lock. You know what I'm saying?
See, they jail lock it with me already in it.
Oh! All right, don't forget, people on the internet, Fat Guy Radio Show is going to primetime April 16th. Why? Because my Saturday bus car tickets have expired. For Philippius, Dite, and Little D, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people, that's you, Anthony. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week for another Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
Hey now, hold on. Wait a minute. Have you looked at our sponsors on fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors? Well, why don't you take your silly ass over there right now and have a gander? There is amazing deals only available to those that listen to fatguyradioshow.com. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell an enemy. fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Now the show's over.
One, yeah, we need to buy this dough.